today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima, she is the king, Lady Fatima, how Muslims should be, Lady Fatima.
Dear brothers and sisters, today, Thursday, is the 13th of Jamadil Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima alayha salam, we present this episode of today's special to all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims all around the world.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha.
At first, we'll look at the status of Lady Fatima. The Holy Prophet, his father, said, "Whoever injures Fatima injures me, and whoever injures me injures Allah, and whoever injures Allah practices unbelief. O Fatima, if your wrath is incurred, it incurs the wrath of Allah, and if you are happy, it makes Allah happy too." Fatima, the only daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam, was born in Mecca on Jamadil Thani. The princess of the house of the Prophet was very intelligent, accomplished and cheerful. Her sermons, poems and saying serve as an index to her strength of character and nobility of mind. Her virtues gained her the title Our Lady of Light. Fatima is famous and acknowledged as the leader of all the women of the world because the prophethood of Muhammad would not have been everlasting without her. The Prophet is the perfect example for men. For all the verses revealed in the Holy Quran for women, Fatima is the perfect model who translated every year in action. In her lifetime, she was a complete woman, being daughter, wife, and mother at the same time. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Muslim listeners, accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima alayha salam.
My dear brothers and sisters, when we speak about Fatimiyya, you may say that it's difficult to find optimism in the majalis of Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullahi alayha. But even Fatima al-Zahra, in her last days, showed some optimism. Why? When she tells Amir al-Mu'mineen, wa'affi mawdi'a qabri, when she tells the Imam, Ya Ali, bury me at night and conceal the location of my grave. It was an act of defiance. So no one can say that Fatima lent credence to the government of Abu Bakr. No one can say that. She challenged them. It was an act of defiance against that illegitimate government. But in addition to the fact that the concealment of her grave was an act of defiance, it was also an act of hope. Because Fatima alayhi salam had hope that generation after generation, the Muslims would ask a fundamental question. A question that will take them from Islam to Iman. That will take them from being those who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, to those who perfect their deen by saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah wa Aliyun Waliyullah. She had hope that until the zuhur of the Imam, people will wander in Medina asking, where is the grave of Zahra? Only Fatima can expose Haqq by concealing her grave.
Ya Fatima Zahra, sallallahu alayhi.
About the martyrdom of this great lady and the last day of her life, we can say Fatima told the household that she was feeling better. The pain in her ribs and in her hand was not so severe and that her fever had calmed down. Then she started bathing the children. Immediately, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and Lady Fizza came to her assistance. She got those children bathed, dressed and fed, then sent them away to her cousin. Imam Ali was surprised to find that his dear wife Fatima Zahra has left her bed and had started doing the housework. He asked her about it and she replied, "This is the last day of my life. I wanted to wash my children's hair and clothes because they will soon be orphans without a mother." Imam Ali then asked her about the source of knowledge of this news. Fatima Zahra told him that she had seen the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, in her dream, and he had told her that she was going to join him that night. She then asked Imam Ali to execute her will.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Dear brothers and sisters, on this episode of today's special, we'll listen Lady Fatima's last will. Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, said, "May Allah reward you with the best of goodness. Cousin, I ask you not to let anyone who did injustice to me to witness my funeral, for they certainly are enemies of mine and the enemies of Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Also, don't give them the chance to pray over me, nor to any of their followers. I want you to wash me at night, put the shroud on me, perform the prayer upon my body, and bury me at night when eyes are rested and sight is put to sleep. And after my burial, sit beside my grave and recite Noble Quran for me. Let not my death dishearten you. You have to serve Islam and humanity for a long time to come. Let not my sufferings embitter your life. Promise me, cousin, my dear husband." Imam Ali said, "Yes, Fatima, I promise." Cousin, my dear husband, she continued, I know how you love my children, but be careful of Hussein. He loves me dearly and will miss me sadly. Be a mother unto him. Till my recent illness, he used to sleep on my chest. He's already missing it. Imam Ali was caressing the broken hand. His hot and big tears dropped on her hand. She looked up and said, Do not weep, cousin, my dear husband. I know with a rough outward appearance what a tender heart you possess. You already have borne too much and will have to bear more.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have said, reciting tasbihah of Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam every day after every salah is liked by me more than reciting 1,000 ruk'ah of mustahab prayer. Some of us perhaps practice this tasbihah without understanding its true significance or indeed the correct way of doing it, as it may have become a habitual practice. First, the correct order of the tasbih, according to many established narrations, is 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah. 2. Yet sometimes, due to haste, it's not recited properly. The appropriate way is to stop after each dhikr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, 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 and so on. It is the first thing highly recommended and established to be done as soon as we finish Salah. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, one who recites the tasbih of Lady Zahra alayhi salam before even moving their feet, Allah will forgive them. Number 4, it is also very much recommended for this particular act of worship to be recited just before going to sleep as well. One who recites the tasbih of Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam at the time of going to bed, they will be accounted amongst those who have remembered Allah a lot, according to the narration. Some of our ulama suggest that reciting tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam at night protects against nightmares as well. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, we teach our children tasbih of Fatima as much as we teach them how to pray. Let's lead by example and inspire our children and youth not to neglect this incredibly rewarding act of the remembrance of Allah. Encourage them to recite it after each salah as well as before going to sleep. Number 6, it's actually so healing that this tasbih should be recited at times of difficulty. When we're encountering a challenge in life, for example, or when we need our wishes to be fulfilled, at times of anxiety, sadness, or just to seek relief. In a narration, Imam alayhi salam states that whoever recites it, Allah will protect them from the pains of this world as well as the hereafter. Number 7, in a world of temptations and traps, we need as much help as we can. According to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, reciting tasbih drives away shaitan and results in the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In chapter 94 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. When you are finished from salah, sit up and then turn to your Lord. One of the applications of this ayah is tasbihah of Fatima alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, Allah is not worshipped by anything more rewarding than the tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Had there been any worship superior to it, most surely the Holy Prophet would have granted it to Lady Fatima. Peace and blessings be upon them all. Number 9, it will take us a few minutes, perhaps 5 minutes at max, to recite this tasbih, but we should try to be attentive as possible. And there should be continuity in the recitation of the tasbih without any interruptions. And finally, it is recommended to use a prayer bead, and especially that made from the soil of the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. If not, we can use our hands.
نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول
ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة.
The time of this episode of today's special is over. Inshallah, keep us in your dua and supplication. Again, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima. Peace be upon her.
For her Haidar cries, Fatima has died. For her Haidar cries, Fatima has died. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord.